You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy almost October. I don't know if that sounds sarcastic, but honestly, the only thing getting me through the fact that summer's over is the fact that Halloween is right around the corner. I mean, if you're in LA, you can't relate to this, but it's already getting cold here, and I'm not here for it. 55, 58, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, that is not good enough for me, guys. I have a feeling this is going to be one brutal winter, but enough of me complaining. Today, we have a very unique segment of Friday Features focusing on an upcoming artist's brand new music video, which actually just dropped today. So, who's the artist? You'll have to stick around to find out, but don't worry, it is not a long wait. Before we get into all of that, though, this podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. DistroKid is a music distribution service that will get your music on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, so fans from all over the world can discover and listen to your original songs. And besides simply putting your music on these platforms, DistroKid also provides tools like their HyperFollow tool that will help you reach a larger audience. And the best part about DistroKid is they do not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. That's right, all you have to do is pay an annual membership fee, but don't worry, it's super affordable, and then you get to keep all of the money that you earn. And lucky for you, I have a discount code for 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra and thank me later. That link is also in the description of this episode as well as on my link tree all over social media. Now back to today's segment. We're chatting with Madison. She just dropped the music video for her incredible single Running, and I can't stop watching it. So of course we're chatting about that, but we're also discussing her current tour and what fans can expect to hear and see from her next, because there's a lot coming. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Madison, how's it going?
I am good. How are you doing, Alessandra?
I am so good. It's like fall finally here. I'm trying to not mourn the summer. Still, I kind of still am, though.
I definitely am.
I feel bad complaining, but at the same time, like, I just want to be by a pool again. So you know how that feels. You know, you're from Toronto. It's going to be even colder there than it is going to be here in the New York area. So
yeah, Canada itself is freezing, like really no matter where you are. Vancouver can be a little warmer. I think I'll spend some time in Vancouver, but honestly, I think I might try and go to LA for the winter.
I don't blame you at all. They have like the best winter ever. It's not even a winter, so
it's not.
Run fast. Oh my God. There's nothing more that I hate than the winter. But I can talk about how much I hate winter for a little too long. And you have Agreed. So much going on that I just want to jump right into it because it's so exciting. You just released your album not too long ago, like a month ago. And I know you're on tour right now. Just tell me what you've been up to recently, just what's been going on and how crazy has life been since the album's come out and you've been kind of on the road performing and going to these iconic venues. Tell me about everything.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. So the album came out nearly exactly a month ago, August 26th. Leading up to that, I was in Dublin this year. I used to live in Ireland, so I was in Ireland doing, I went to like a self-paced songwriting retreat to write for the album. And that was amazing. It was great to go back there. And then from there, I went pretty much straight to Los Angeles to record the album. That took me up to like May. And then I was in Toronto doing the North by Northeast Festival because I'm actually from Cranbrook, British Columbia. So Toronto feels like it's like really far away. So going to Toronto is like a whole thing in itself. Kind of since June, I've been going back there super regularly for gigs. And I now have a management company that I work with out there. I actually just spent the last week here in Toronto, performing. The album tour is, it's in full force right now. So things are kind of crazy and exciting, and I never know what the night of the shows are going to hold. Like, so many exciting things have been happening each time that I perform. So for the last three-ish weeks, I've been on a local tour here in BC. I played in Vancouver at the Portside, and I've played at a bunch of really cool venues here in the Kootenays where I live, in Nelson, BC, Cranbrook, Kimberley, Fernie, bunch of places. And I've been playing with my full band that I have right now that I've put together for this tour. And the energy is just fantastic. It's so great to play with some really experienced musicians. Just been incredible. I'm learning so much from them. But they are not really traveling too far with me. So when I'm in Toronto, I've been doing kind of solo stuff or duo stuff with the guitarist that I have out there. And that's kind of what the vibe is when I'm in Toronto. So I've been partially with a band, but partially I've just been doing all of this by myself, and it's been kind of crazy. Like, I'll be flying around all by myself, checking into a random place and just like showing up at the venue by myself. And it's really empowering that I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I can kind of do anything with this tour. But also it's kind of like intimidating at times. And you feel like you really have to like prove yourself as the solo female artist that's up there by herself. Yeah, the tour has been, that's my main focus right now. But of course, the album and the whole like social media content world is always going. It's always going in the back of my mind. There's always something happening online. And I'm really excited to announce that the music video for my song Running comes out today, Friday, September 30th. So very excited about that. And that's kind of takes me up to now. There's a bunch of little things in between that I don't need to talk on and on and on about, but that's basically my life. That's my world right now.
Yeah, that's some boss energy right there. Like, I feel like I'm empowered when I get on the subway in New York by myself. So I can't even imagine going into a venue alone, performing alone, and being like, yeah, we're done. All right, goodbye. Like, I would be talking to myself the whole time.
I'm by myself. And then I'm kind of like, get into this mode of like, anything is really possible. And going to Dublin by myself, going to LA by myself, I feel like I honestly can do literally anything. Someone's like, you want to do this? I'm like, yep, I could do that. Fly overseas. Yep, I could do that. It's cool. It is empowering. It's boss energy for sure.
Yeah, I support that. I'm here for it. Do I think I could do that? Probably not, but I'm here for it. I do a lot by myself though. So I do appreciate like someone being able to like be independent. So that's super cool. And I know we have to talk about Running. Yes. That song is like so good. I know you previously said that it's kind of like if Amy Winehouse worked with Johnny Cash, which is so true and just a really cool concept because they're both, well, I should say they both were so great. Amy Winehouse, like queen, she's one of my favorite artists ever. I feel like no one Same. Can like even touch what she's done. When I heard this and I read that, I was like, oh my God. Genius concept, great song. So tell me about kind of how that song came about and then how it transformed into the music video that's out today, which everyone should go watch right now. So amazing. Both the song and music video, so good.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad that you vibe with this song. It's definitely really special to me. And I wrote it before I left to Dublin. So this was back in like February. And I had put together the plans to go out to LA like in a really short time frame before I left to Dublin. I kind of had other ideas for how I was going to record the album. And then I got in touch with this production company out in LA and I decided to go out there. So like the lyrics in the song are talking about like me having my finger on the trigger. And there's kind of a lot of this like pulling the trigger and sort of running towards something. I'm just kind of like taking that opportunity and just like running for it. And the opportunity is just like everything that I've been doing, right? It's just like doing this music dream that I really am so passionate about. And it's, the song is also like touches on, and the video as well touches on like me being like the independent female artist and that like divine feminine, and kind of how sometimes the chorus is climbing mountains for water and wine. It's kind of like sometimes I feel like I'm just like doing these incredible feats with my music, and then it's sometimes I'm just like, okay, well, that just happened, and I'm just trying to put food on my table, and I'm just trying to live and get by, and I'm still just like constantly like running and climbing the mountain and working hard. And that was what I was feeling at the moment when I wrote the song. It was one of those ones where I finished it and I was like, whoa, it just felt like I was like, oh my God, it came so much from my soul. It just like came out really, really organically. And I think that a lot of my music that comes out that way tends to go in that kind of style and that soulful country, Americana. I grew up, yeah, listening to Amy Winehouse, listening to like Etta James, a lot of like really powerful female vocalists. And so that's kind of where my vocal stylings have gone. That was how that song sort of emerged in the writing of it. But then I always had this idea about like the style and the theme of it being this deserty, outlaw, soulful kind of country thing. And so when I got in touch with the videographer that I was going to work with, he was like, why don't you come out here to Osoyoos? Osoyoos is the Canadian desert. So it's very similar to like Arizona, kind of places like that in the States, but the Canadian version. It's the hottest place in the entire country. And I was out there at the hottest time of the year filming this video. So immediately when he was like, come out here to the desert and we'll shoot the music video, I was like, yes, that is the exact vibe that I'm looking for. That is just what the video and the song calls for. It was actually like the most exciting and fulfilling music video experiences I've ever had, because I went to so many beautiful locations. So the theme of the climbing the mountain and kind of like climbing up in my career, we sort of like implemented that into the video. So at the end of the video, for those of you that are going to be watching right away here, I'm like climbing this beautiful mountain and it like gets to the top, and there's this drone footage of me like dancing on this mountain. The wardrobe is just crazy because I had this vintage antique clothing store sponsor the wardrobe and the props. So shout out to Twice as Nice in Cranbrook, BC. They sponsored everything for the music video. And the wardrobe and the props are just like so old school, vintage, like classic. I don't want to go through the video too much because I want everyone to just go watch it. But that was kind of the behind the scenes of what we were doing and what we were imagining would come out of it. There's a point in the video where I said that I wanted a rattlesnake. And Jeremy, the videographer, was like, okay, we'll try and make that happen. And so we were like shooting and filming and driving around on this location. And he's like, oh my God, there's a snake. Like we need to try and capture that. And we made it happen safely, legally. And we put this rattlesnake in the music video. So definitely a big teaser to go watch the video, because this amazing rattlesnake is in it. And it was just like everything, all these ideas that I had really came together. We filmed in this like bayou, sort of like Mississippi style river. I was covered surprisingly in leeches when I got out of the water. There was all these like weird little leeches. And Jeremy's like, oh, Maddie, like we didn't get the shot. You got to go back in. And I just like channeled my boss bitch energy. And I was like, okay, I'm going back in. And I went back in and we got the shot. So that's a little bit about the behind the scenes of the video and some styles about it and kind of where the song came from. I was just really happy to talk about all of that.
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds like a lot. I would definitely not be going back into the leech filled water. Did that hurt?
No. And because like sometimes like these it was kind of like a still-bodied river. So they were like river leeches. They weren't like big. They were quite little. If you were to leave them on, yeah, they would have ended up getting bigger. They didn't hurt. They were just creepy and slimy.
Oh my God, yeah, because I've only like seen that in movies or like
I know.
Heard about it. So I'm like, leeches? Like I'm imagining like these big things like sucking onto your skin. I would be screaming.
I was screaming though. I was screaming, but they weren't that big. So I was like, okay, that you can just flick them off. Like you don't have to do the whole burn them off or salt or whatever. But yeah, it was creepy and it was funny. Like it's one of those things that now I'm like, yeah, I freaking did that. This is the stuff that you do for your art.
Yeah. Oh my God. So everyone needs to go watch this music video like 10 times now instead of once. You were like having leeches on you, jumping back into water. And like, how could you not watch this video? Like, come on. That's dedication right there. Would you say that's like your, I don't know, wildest music video experience?
Yes.
Specific and crazy, at least to me. I've heard about a lot of music videos, but usually it's just people like, yeah, I had so much fun with the wardrobe and like, blah, blah. Like I'm not hearing about leeches on people.
Oh my God.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, this was the craziest, but also the most fulfilling and like the most incredible video shoot I've ever done, because I went out and stayed out in a Soyuz for like a week and really took in the kind of the culture that was out there. It's like wine desert culture, so it was really cool, and I really immersed myself in it, and just yeah, there was so much immersion. Like I would be like waking up at like 6 a.m. to go shoot because it was so hot, right? It's like 40 degrees Celsius in a Soyuz. And we would be shooting and taking a break and going back again until like 11 or midnight. I was just right in it. And all of the days that we shot like on the mountain and this in the Leech River and with the snake, it was just like, it was pure art. And I almost felt like when I was doing it that I was like that girl in the 30s. Like I really like it became like an acting thing for me. And I really took on like the character that I was building, which was, yeah, like this musician, this singer that's like chasing her dreams and climbing the mountain, but facing all of these struggles and, you know, having to navigate this world. So I really took on that character, and I'm excited for people to see that part of the music video as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I just looked up 40 degrees Celsius to Fahrenheit because I don't know Celsius. And yeah, that's really hot. So
it's really hot.
That's 104 in Fahrenheit if you're listening and not from Canada. So please just take that in.
Keep in mind, like, I don't have a big team. Like, it's me and whoever I've hired to do the job. So me and Jeremy were like up on this mountain, like literally in the middle of nowhere. Like it's pretty untouched by like humans. Like there's really not much going on up there. And it like that hot, filming, driving around, trying to like get my makeup right and changing outfits. And it's like I had anybody there aside from him, but he had to film. So yeah, it required a lot of us and a lot of me, but that's why the video came out so well.
Yeah, you could say that again. I don't know how you're doing this, but like way more props to you. That's insane. So I know that song Running is super important to you. Obviously the music video now is out. What was it like to perform it for people live, like on this tour?
Yeah, it's been amazing performing that song, especially with the band, because Keith Larson, my local guitarist here in BC, he's created this sort of like really like spacious kind of bluesy, soulful guitar intro. And he'll sort of do that. And it's kind of like floating around. And people are sort of waiting for the song and they're not really sure what it is because it's not on the recording. And then I jump in with the vocals and it's just Keith and I, just guitar and vocals. And then right before it sort of kicks into that chorus, the drums come in and it's this like, yeah, it's beautiful playing it with the band. And I really get into my like, almost into my like Elvis dancing, moving around like really low. And it's really fun. I love to dance when I'm on stage and I love that part of like movement, and I'll kind of get really into my like being a front woman And I love that so much. And everyone that has been coming out to the shows, of course, loves that song from the album. So it's been a crowd favorite and people are starting to like learn the lyrics and sing along. So it's definitely like epic playing that song live. And even when I play it solo, I get to channel that same energy and I just get to play it the way that I wrote it, me and my acoustic guitar.
Yeah, for sure. Two very different types of energies, but I'm the type of person that'll like listen to the acoustic stripped version of a single and then, you know, immediately after want to listen to it full production. So for people to be able to see both live is just so cool and different because usually the artist picks one or the other, but kind of balancing both and doing both, like you can't really ask for more than that. It's pretty cool. And another song that is definitely a standout on the album that people are really liking is Don't Say No. That's like 100% a fan favorite, at least I think, from, you know, the streams and what people are saying. Were you surprised that that was a fan favorite, or did you kind of expect that once production kind of wrapped up and you had the track list together and you were like, okay, these are the songs that are going to make it onto this album? Mm-hmm. Did you expect that?
Yeah. So Don't Say No has really taken off for me. And, it was expected. I actually wrote the song about a year and a half ago. I wrote it a while ago and I didn't even have the concept for Home Is Where the Music Is, the album, yet. So when I went out to Los Angeles and we recorded this, I didn't really know what to expect sonically. And it was such a good song on the album. And I was like, oh my God, like this is, it was like an anthem. Yeah, it's became like a lot bigger than I expected. I really didn't know. And the kind of anthem-like lyrics, the don't say no, that's, people love that at the live shows. And even people that don't know the song, I find that they're like singing along by the end of the song. So taking that recording that we did and putting it into like a live band sound has been so fun. And I really get to, again, same thing. I get to just like let loose and kind of like be this big like star that I want to be with that song. And that's like the message behind the song too, is just like saying yes to yourself. And a lot of people were like, don't say no. Like, what does that mean? Like, we're supposed to be telling our daughters and our girls to like say no. And it's like, no, like that's totally not what this is about at all. It's about like saying yes to yourself and believing in yourself. And it's really like me wanting the world to sort of take a chance on me and my music. And I was sort of getting a lot of no's from the universe or from the music industry or whoever. And I was like, oh, yeah, people got to start saying yes and start really like taking a chance. So that's kind of like what the song has become. It's like a whole theme. And then that's kind of like sort of weaves into the theme of the album as well. And being that like music is my home. And I feel really at home and I feel myself when I'm able to channel this musical energy that I have. And that's Don't Say No as well.
For sure. That's definitely so cool. And it's really annoying that people don't even listen to the song before like coming to a conclusion about what it's about.
Like, yeah. There's so like, many different things that I've got. People are like, oh, like, what are you saying yes to? Or with like, just like random little comments, or someone was saying to me, they're like, you should change it to just say yes, so you don't have a double negative. And I was like, it came from,
and you should find a hobby.
I know. I was like, it came from a really heartfelt place. Like, it was really honest. I don't want to change it. It means what it means.
No, there are like way crazier titles and things that don't make any sense that are still also awesome. But like,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm here for it. So we're both here for it. That's all that matters. The fans love it. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're saying yes. We're saying yes.
Today we're saying yes. So I love that. And then I guess kind of to wrap up, I know we kind of covered like a ton of what you're doing right now, but the music video for Running drops today. Very exciting. Everyone go watch that. What is next? Are you doing any more shows coming up that you could talk about? Did you film any other music videos? What's going on next? What's the next move for the rest of this year? Because it's already about to be October, which is crazy.
I know. It is crazy. But I have some things planned. I'm just going to be kind of rolling on this album release and the music video release probably until the end of the year before I release anything new. But the tour is going to finish up in December. I've got a show coming up at Guilt & Co. in Vancouver on October 9th. And then I'm doing some more local shows. All of October is booked. And then I'm back to Toronto for a show at Baby G on November 10th. And then I've got a couple other shows in Toronto and going to be finishing up the tour. Yeah, like beginning of December. But I'm currently applying for some more grants. So in BC, we have this amazing, super supportive grant company, an artist resource called Creative BC. And they actually funded and supported the whole of the Home Is Where the Music Is album release and the music video for Running. And I'm going to be applying for a couple other projects. I want to do another music video for one of the songs on the album. Can't say which one quite yet, but soon. And then I'm working on about 3 or 4 singles that I'll release over 2023. I'm actually really excited because one of the singles that I'm working on is going to be kind of like a full song for the intro song on the album called Home. So for anyone that's listened to the album, the intro song is really special. It has my dad actually speaking on the track because my dad came to LA with me when I recorded, and he's a musician as well. So that song is kind of like the theme song for Home Is Where the Music Is. And I want to develop that song into a full production. I finished writing it and I'm going to put it out as like a full single next year. That's kind of what I've got going right now. I'm just going to keep playing. I'll be always playing, and I've applied to a bunch of festivals. So the world will be seeing a lot of Madison.
I love to hear that. That's so exciting. And yeah, you're totally booked up for the rest of the year. So just performing and promoting this amazing album, it sounds like all super exciting, and it can't get any better than that, which is great. And I had no idea about this creative artist grant thing that they do in Canada. That's so awesome. That's great that they actually care about, you know, the art. Super cool. This is why America sucks.
I mean, every time I tell someone about this, they're like, oh my God, that's like the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I'm like, I know. It's incredible.
It's so cool. So cool. Yeah, I had no idea about that. That is so awesome. So that's amazing. I hope to see another music video from you soon off of the album. I know everyone else, after they watch this, is probably going to be dying to see something else too. So that's amazing. It was so great chatting with you. Thanks for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And talking about everything from the album to touring, the music video, which I'm going to go watch again. It's so good. And just everything in between. Guys, seriously, go watch that. She had leeches on her. It's crazy.
thank you, Alessandra. It was so great to chat with you today. And I feel like I really got to tell a lot of special things about the making of the music video and the album. And I love getting this opportunity to share this kind of stuff behind the scenes and getting to talk so in depth about it. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. As always, huge thank you and shout out to Madison for joining me today and talking about everything from touring to her single Running, the music video, leeches, and everything in between. Go watch that music video, guys, right now. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's about it. I hope you guys like fall because it's here, whether we want it or not, at least my East Coast people. Let me stop rambling about the seasons that I don't enjoy as much as summer. I just have one final thing to say to you, and if you've tuned in before, you already know what it is. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
It's something, always something. I got my gun cocked and I'm running. It's always money. sunny on the inside. Baby, don't lie. We can reach it if we want to, but we don't got the time. Climbing mountains just for water.